إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Alaykum salam. Inshallah, with continuation of our regular classes from the book Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective. Today is Tuesday, which is July 14 for the year 1998, which equivalent to the 20th of Rabi' al-Awwal for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this class constitutes the 20th class for this book. Alhamdulillah, we had covered 19 classes, and today this is will constitute the class the class number 20. And today we're dealing with a new chapter concerning the book of Salah, the book of the prayer. And this will be chapter number 7, which is dealing with Babu Sifat al-Salah. Babu Sifat al-Salah, the chapter concerning the description of the Salah. This is page number 94 from book called Bulugh al-Maram, Min Adillat al-Ahkam, the attainment of the objective. And inshallah, today we're dealing with a subject which we dealt with some things related issue to the same subject. We had dealt before in previous classes to things which related to the Salah, as example the khushu', humiliation in the prayer. And all the things that we study concerning the Salah, the time for the Salah, the condition for the Salah, the adab and the discipline and the humiliation in the prayer, is to show us the importance of this obligation. this obligation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it incumbent upon all the Muslims, male and female. The salah is one of the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to establish, regardless whatever season, regardless whatever your sex, regardless you are home or in town, or is that you're traveling, regardless if you are in peace or war, regardless if you're sick or healthy, the salah is no excuse for the salah. So all these things to show us the importance of the salah in Islam. And these issues that we studied before to prepare us for the salah. And today we're dealing with another aspect of the prayer, which is the description of the prayer. And learning about the description of the prayer is very important, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made it clear to us by saying, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray the same way you saw me praying. So is no Muslim has a choice after this hadith to pray anyway. We have to pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to bow down like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to prostrate like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our prayer to be acceptable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for it. We have to pray the same way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, and there's no way for us to pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam excepting by learning. We have to learn, we have to study, and we have to practice. And this chapter number 7 is the longest chapter that we study, or that we're going to study since we started the book. We've been dealing with this book for the last at least 4 months, and I don't think we got cross through any chapter before that longer than this. We have at least 45 to 50 hadith. Alaykum assalam. About 45 to 50 hadith in this chapter. And maybe we are not going to be able to cover chapter 7 in one class. So inshallah we'll try at least to take half of this chapter for today. And also I'm not going to go in too much details in this, because basically we had a study a similar course, okay, a similar subject about the salah before. We had covered Sifat Salat al-Nabi Sheikh al-Albani Hafizahullah, the book of the description of the prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also we made 7 tapes covering the book, explanation and authenticated the hadith and all these things. And after this we went on 3 audio tapes concerning some questions and answers by Sheikh Ibn Baz Hafizahullah. So basically we have a full course concerning the salah that we did before. We took about 2 to 3 months to study this course. So I don't want to make the people being restless in the class by repeating the same information. I may hint to it sometimes, but anybody want more details, he need to go back to the book Sifat Salat al-Nabi by Sheikh al-Albani, or you may refer to the audio tapes by Muhammad Saad Adli. You have 10 tapes concerning this. The first hadith that we have for today in our class, inshallah, is hadith which is number 210. Hadith number 210, which is reported by Abu Huraira. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قمت إلى الصلاة فأسبغ الوضوء ثم استقبل القبلة فكبر ثم اقرأ ما تيسر معك من القرآن ثم اركع حتى تطمئن راكعا ثم ارفع حتى تعتدل قائما ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا ثم ارفع حتى تطمئن جالسا ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا ثم افعل ذلك في صلاتك كلها. اخرجه السبعة واللفظ للبخاري. This hadith, which hadith number 210, and is the first hadith in chapter 7, page number 94, concerning the description of the prayer. This hadith is authentic, which reported by Abu Dawood, that mean in the book of Sunan Abu Dawood, and also in the book of Ibn Hibban bisanadin jayyid, and Sheikh Al-Albani this hadith in the collection of Imam Al-Bukhari and in the collection of Imam Muslim and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. Again, this hadith number 210 is in the collection of Imam Al-Bukhari and in the collection of Sahih Muslim and in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi. This hadith, when it say إذا قمت إلى الصلاة, that narrated Abu Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you get up to prayer, perform ablution perfectly, then face the Qibla and say Allahu Akbar, then recite a convenient portion of the Quran, then bow and remain in that position for a moment, then rise up and stand erect, then prostrate and remain in that position for a moment, then rise up and sit perfectly, then prostrate and remain in that position for a moment, then do that through your prayer. Okay, and said that this narrated by the Sab'a, the seven, which we should just mention, and Al-Bukhari. Okay, and this version is the version of Al-Bukhari, which is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nisa'i, Ibn Majah. This is the seven collections. Okay, but this narration that we have is the narration that came in Sahih Al-Bukhari. This not the narration that in the book of Abu Dawood or the Sunan al-Tirmidhi. But you will find the same hadith in all these books with a slight different narration. Like as example, under it right away say وَلِ إِبْنِ مَاجَ بِإِسْنَادِ مُسْلِمْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا. Okay, giving you a different version. And after this he said, وعليكم السلام, وَلِلنِّسَاءِ وَأَبِي دَوُودِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ رُفَاعَ إِبْنِ رَافِعَ أَنَّهَا لَنْ تَتِمَّ الصَّلَاةَ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءِ. He giving you another version after this, okay? But basically all of them gives you the same meaning which we used in hadith number 210, which came in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. When he say, when you get up to prayer, does not mean when you standing up for the prayer, okay? That means when you intend to make the prayer, okay? When you have the intention and you intend to make salah, so what is necessary for you, that you need to have wudu, that you mean to make wudu. And there is something here was very important that been mentioned in the hadith, which is what? Perform ablution perfectly. Okay, we talk about the chapter of wudu before, and this is a condition for the acceptance of the salah. Not a making a wudu, but it have to be a perfect wudu. And when we're talking about perfect wudu, that makes sure that all the limbs that which is supposed to be covered in wudu have been covered. And basically we mention about two important things that you keep eyeing it while you make a wudu, and this what? Your elbow, okay, and the heels, okay. And we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wailu lil aqabi min an-nar, woe to the heels from hellfire. Okay, why? Because basically the water will be running, and after this, behind your ankles in the heels will be dry, will be like a spot, like the quarter, almost the size of the quarter, and this will spoil your wudu. And if your wudu is spoiled, that means your salah is not acceptable. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this word asbir fa asbir. Al isbagh mean to cover completely, okay, to cover completely. So the wudu is like a garment that you're going to dress all the limbs, all the parts of the wudu, that you have to cover it. Don't leave any part exposed. The second condition was what? That you face the Qibla. And as we mentioned before, that facing the Qibla is a must. And if you are in a place that you don't know which way is the Qibla, that you try your best by looking to the stars, by looking to the moon, by looking to the sun rising, or asking the people, okay, to the best of your ability. And we said that the facing the Qibla in the optional prayer is not a must. Okay? If you are on your camel, or if you are in your car, you don't have to face the Qibla. But if you are in ground, okay, you are not traveling, you are not riding, you also face what? You face the Qibla. So this is the second condition. And after this, he say that read whatever easy in you, whatever convenient for you. And when we talk about what's convenient, okay, because it is the Fatiha, as it came in other hadith, because the one who doesn't recite the Fatiha, there is no salah for him. That any salah without reciting the Fatiha is not acceptable. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite what is convenient to you, because the Fatiha is supposed to be convenient for everybody, and everybody is supposed to be basically learning the Fatiha. Okay? So not for somebody to understand, although that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he will see from this hadith that you can recite anything. Like as example, you say Allahu Akbar, you enter the Salah, and you can say Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. You don't have to be reading the Fatiha. But the Jumhur and the majority of the scholars, that you have to recite Al-Fatiha. Okay? And this what is here say, فَقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرْ اِقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرْ, what is easy in you, مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ, after this bow down. The second position comes after Qiyam is what? Is Ruku'. And notice now when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said bow down and what? Hatta tatma'inna raki'a. And this is the word that each one of us have to learn and remember. Al-itmi'nan. Al-itmi'nan. Okay? Tatma'in means take your time. Take your time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it here for playing games, and he did not repeat it 5, 6, 7 times for nothing. So after every position and during every position, you have to take your time. You have to wait for a moment. you have to wait for each bones to settled, okay, all the joints to go back in the original place, okay. Like if the person bound down, and after this he says سمع الله لمن حمده, and he stood up. Now you have to wait for each joint to go back in its place originally, okay. You could not go up and go down immediately and while the joints is still what moving, try to take its place. This kind of salah is not acceptable, okay. And we could not be wasting our time in acting or assuming that we're making salah and the salah is not going to be accepted by Allah, because it is not according the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then bow and remain in that position, and remain in that position for a moment, okay. It's not a matter of touching the ground and jumping up again, okay. No, you have to wait. This is very important. So this is the word that he used here, for a moment. Then rise up, stand erect, then prostrate and remain in that position for a moment. Again, he repeats the same again, for a moment. Then rise up and sit perfectly, okay. You have perfectly, that means that you make sure that you are in a sitting position, not you still in a moving position, okay. You have to be sitting, and now you call sitting getting from the floor and sitting and moving, and you go back to the second sujood is not called sitting, because you're still in translation, you're still in movements, okay. After each position you have to wait. You have to wait. This is part of the salah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, he said success are for the believers. What was the first quality of the believers? Allah didn't say those who perform a prayer, but he said what? Those who are mindful, those who are humble in their prayer, you see. So hurrying up and doing fast quick salah, this is not khushu', this not humiliation, this is not the proper respect for Allah during the prayer, okay. And he said حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا ثُمَّ فَعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا, then do throughout your prayer. He said that do this throughout your prayer does not mean repeat everything, okay. Doesn't mean to pray, because in the beginning of the hadith he said what? Make wudu. And the second thing you understand, he said face the qibla, and it comes a takbir, fakabbir. All these three things is not going to be repeated, but reciting the Quran will be repeated, the ruku' will be repeated, the standing after ruku' will be repeated, going for sujood will be repeated, okay. Sitting after sujood, going to the second sajda, this is what the Prophet ﷺ said, then do this in all your prayer. That means do all the things except what? Except making wudu again, and except what? Making the takbir, because the takbir is to enter the salah, okay. So after you make takbirat al-ihram, turn the microphone on please. It's okay, you can put it here behind Abu Bakr. It's a corner. Okay. Thank you. It's good enough. It's a clocker. And he said that repeat this. Then prostrate and remain in that position for a moment, then do through your prayer. That means do this again for the second rak'ah, for the third rak'ah, for the fourth rak'ah. That means repeat every saying and every action, with the exception of what? Repeating the wudu or repeating takbirat al-ihram to enter the salah. If you look in the narration which came by Ibn Majah, he said فَأَقِمْ صُلْبَكَ. And stand erect properly. Again, okay? So it's a different wording. But basically, you have, after you make ruku' when you get up, don't go to sujood until you wait and make sure that all your bones went back again as when you were standing before you go to ruku'. Okay? This is a very, very serious problem with a lot of Muslims. They make prayers like this. They never wait until all the bones. And I heard like a story that one of the Salaf Salih, he saw a person making prayer. And after this he said to him, how long you been making prayer like this? He said, I've been making prayer like this for 40 years. He said to him, he didn't pray for 40 years. Okay? That means he's been all his life doing his salah like this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Go up and down like this. He said, how long you been making prayer like this? He said, 45 years. He said, he did not perform a prayer for 45 years. Okay? And we know this hadith which will come now and tell us about... So inshallah, basically we have to learn and remember always from this hadith that we have to take our time when we make our salah. Page number 96, and this Abu Hamid al-Sa'idi, and this hadith al-Musi' Salatuh. وعن أبي حميد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر جعل يديه حذو منكبيه وإذا ركع أمكن يديه من ركبتيه ثم هصر ظهره فإذا رفع رأسه استوى حتى يعود كل فقار مكانه فإذا سجد وضع يديه غير مفترش ولا قابضهما واستقبل بأطراف أصابع رجليه القبلة وإذا جلس في الركعتين جلس على رجله اليسرى ونصب اليمنى وإذا جلس في الركعة الأخيرة قدم رجله اليسرى ونصب الأخرى وقعد على مقعدته أخرجه البخاري. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. Hadith reported by Abu Hamid al-Sa'idi, may Allah be pleased with him. I saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he uttered the takbir, he placed his hands parallel to his shoulders, and when he bowed down he rested his hands on his knees, then bent his back. When he raised his head up, he stood erect until the bones of his spine become straight. When he prostrated, he placed his arms such that they were neither spread out nor drawn in. And he points of his toes were facing the Qibla when he sat up at the end of the two raka'ah. He sat on his left foot and put erect the right one. And when he sat up after the last raka'ah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam put forward the left foot but erect the other one and sat on his buttock. This hadith, as we said, this is the narration of Imam al-Bukhari. Abu Hamid al-Sa'idi, may Allah be pleased with him, describing the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he saw him. And he say, I saw the Prophet of Allah. Okay, I saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he made takbir, that he made his hands huzwa, that mean even to his shoulders. Okay, when he enters the salah, the first takbira, that the hands is facing the Qibla and that the fingers are even to the shoulder level. And as I said, there is other narration which shows a different way to place the hands, okay? But as I said, I'm trying not to go into too much details because we cover this in the course before concerning the salah. But concerning this hadith, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his fingers even to his shoulder. وإذا ركع, when he got to the position of ركوع, أمكن يديه من ركبتيه, that he will put his hands on his knees. Okay, he will hold the knees with the hand. Okay, and this is تمكين, that means resting well. And he will hold, he will separate the fingers, and the fingers will be round the knee, holding the knee. So this is the position in ruku', in the bound down. He rested his hands on his knees, then bent his back. And after this, his back sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be even. That means his back and his head will be even. He didn't raise his head up, neither he tilted the head down to the floor. So your head in ruku' position and your back is like my hand now. If this is your back and now you go in ruku', now the back and the head also will be even, okay? The head will be even. So if we say that this is your back, you go down Allahu Akbar in ruku', now your head is not going to be like this, neither your head will be erected up, okay? But your head and your back, everything will be straight, okay? And when he raised his head up from the ruku', istawa, he will erect himself until each bones, each joint will go back in its place. Again, we repeat, it is very important. When you raise up from ruku', you wait until your joints go back to the original place. Don't keep moving, okay, during the salah, but you have to wait until you settle and you let your bones, your joints, everything goes back as it used to be before. He stood erect until bones of his spine became straight. I keep emphasizing this again, because the problem that we see nowadays with a lot of Muslims, this is very, very important. فإذا سجد وضع يديه غير مفترش ولا قابضهما. Okay, that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to go in sujood, he doesn't put his hand in iftirash. Iftirash, okay, like that mean your hand and your arm and your elbow will be touching in sujood. This is wrong, and this imitation of the dog. We are not supposed to imitate animals. We are not supposed to imitate the Jews and the Christian. We are not supposed to imitate the shaitan. Okay, imitating the shaitan like when somebody eats with his left hand. Rasulullah says the shaitan eats with the left hand. Okay, so you are not imitate the dog, because the dog when he sits, he put his hand like this. Hand and arm, elbow, everything on the ground. But when you go in sujood, you have to lift your arm, your hand on the ground, only your hand, but your arm is up, erected up. وَاسْتَقْبَلَ بِأَطْرَافِ أَصَابِعْ رِجْلَيْهِ الْقِبْلَى. And your toes, okay, will be facing the Qibla. And we see some Muslim when they pray, their toes straight head to the ground like this. This is wrong. If this is the ground, this your feet, this your toes, they will be sitting their feet like this. You see? The Prophet ﷺ didn't go through all this explanation so everybody can pray whatever way he wants. And the Prophet ﷺ meant for everything to be in a special position. We have to understand the importance of the Salah, and we have to be so concerned about our Salah, because this is the main pillar of the Islam. And the toes will be like this, will be facing the Qibla. Okay, your foot goes down like this, but the toes will be bended to be facing the Qibla. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? I have all these wires around me, I don't have the position to get up and... But maybe inshallah, if anybody doesn't understand, I'll demonstrate this after the class. وَإِذَا جَلَسَ فِي الرَّكْعَتَيْنِ جَلَسَ عَلَى رِجْلِهِ الْيُسْرَى. When he sit for the first tashahud, he will sit on the bottom of the left foot. Okay, so the left foot will be under him, the bottom of it. Okay, and he will erect the right one. So this is the left foot and this is the right foot. You see how they will be beside each other? So this foot will be bended like this under you, and this foot will be straight like this. They will be sitting beside each other, and you'll be sitting on the left one. ونصب اليمنى وإذا جلس في الركعة الأخيرة. And when he sits in the last ركعة, like the third ركعة in Maghrib, or the fourth ركعة in Zuhr and Asr and Isha, what he will do, قدم رجله اليسرى, that the left foot will be front, that mean will go under the right leg. You understand what I'm saying? Please, if anybody doesn't understand, ask me. No, I don't need two way. You give me one way that I'm saying, please. Thank you. You see, where is the Yusra? The left foot going under the left one. So the bottom of the left foot, this area, coming cross with the right leg. The right leg like what you call the like hooking together, like
intersect
together, unlock, yes, interlock together. Okay, Did you see how he's sitting? This is what we're talking about. قدم رجله اليسرى ونصب الأخرى. And the right foot will be what? Will be standing. وقعد على مقعدته. And where he's going to be sitting? In his buttock. You're going to be sitting. You are not sitting in your leg, you'll be sitting your buttock down on the ground. This is the description that Abu Hamid al-Sa'idi described. He said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to learn and see how the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they were so concerned to relate to us everything about the life style of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even about the toe, the foot, the leg, everything. You see, they did not neglect anything. Hadith number 212, وعن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان إذا قام إلى الصلاة قال وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض إلى قوله من المسلمين اللهم أنت الملك لا إله إلا أنت أنت ربي وأنا عبدك إلى آخره رواه مسلم. This hadith is in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh. And he gives the hadith here short. وعن علي son of Abu Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, from the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood for salah, prayer, he used to say, I have turned my face as a monotheist towards him who created the heaven and the earth, and I am not from the polytheist. My prayer and my devotion, my life and my death belong to Allah, the Lord of the universe, who has no partner. That is what I have been commanded, and I am a Muslim. O Allah, you are the King. There is no God but you. You are my Rabb. You are my Lord. And I am your slave. I have wronged myself, but I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me all my sins. You alone can forgive sins and guide me to the best qualities. You alone can guide to the best of them. And turn me from evil ones. You alone can turn from evil qualities. I come to serve and please you. All good is in your hands, and evil does not pertain to you. I seek refuge in you and turn to you. You are the blessed and the exalted. I ask your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Reported by Muslims. Okay? And my comment about it, this not what you say, this is the meaning what you supposed to be saying. And we had mentioned before concerning the opening dua, that there is many, many different version concerning the opening of the salah, and that you should at least learn one of them so you can be practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you have the ability to learn more than one of the opening dua, you should do so, so you can use them in different occasion, different times. You can one time say Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, and one time he said inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard, and one time he say Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khataaya. So there is many, many versions. So if you don't hear one say, oh, this is different from what I know, okay? So there is many of them, and all these things to show us how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so concerned about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to praise him in different occasions, different times. And this is one of the ways that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to praise Allah. And the hadith goes by this: وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَا. Maybe I should say it a little bit slowly in case somebody will review the tape and they try to learn it. And I'm not trying to make commercial to Subway, okay? I'm thirsty. وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله